How did you find your way to the arts?
At the age of 12, my English teacher, note, an English teacher, put a copy of Shakespeare's play Merchant of Venice into my hand, and he said, "All right, start reading." So we all sat there reading. And then he yelled at us, "Not to yourselves, you idiots, out loud. This is a play, it's drama, it's not a poem." So for the first time in my life, I read Shakespeare out loud.
How do you think about the relevancy of Shakespeare in a modern classroom?
It all comes down to how it is taught. Now, if you teach Shakespeare in a very scholarly, dry, academic way, it's unlikely that young people will connect to it. But if, as my teacher did, you say, "This is about real people in the real world, this is drama, you have to say this out loud, you have to look another person in the eye while you're saying it," it is possible that more young people will find an attachment.
Do you remember when you first read Merchant of Venice, which character you read?
Yes, I read the role of Shylock. It's a marvelous role. It is the shortest great role in Shakespeare because he only appears in 5 scenes. But I have played Shylock 4 times throughout my career.
And do you remember if there was a line or something about Shylock that really grabbed you when you were a student?
For me, growing up as a poor child from an ill-educated background, I often felt like an outsider. And for quite a number of years, I always felt I was looking in on the world of more successful, smarter people than myself. Shylock is an outsider, and that was something that I connected with. And, of course, the most famous quoted passages of Shylock are his speech when he says, "Hath not a Jew eyes, hath not a Jew hands,
organs, dimensions, senses, affections, passions, fed with the same food, hurt with the same weapons, subject to the same diseases, healed by the same means, warmed and cooled by the same winter and summer as a Christian is. If you prick us, do we not bleed?"
A speech in which he is saying, we are essentially all the same, so why do you pick on me?
That sounds like a lesson on bullying in a classroom.
Well, I've been involved in anti-bullying campaigns in my time. I know what it was like to be bullied. I also knew what it was like to bully, I have to confess. But that did nothing more than give me an insight to how misguided I was and how that element in schools has to be erased.
You have spent some time in Miami now. If you were going to sum up this place in a Shakespearean line, what do you think?
You know, I'm unqualified to comment because this is my first time here. I will have been in Miami for less than 24 hours, but I think I need a little bit more exposure, so you should invite me back.
Well, officially consider yourself invited back.
Thank you very much. I'll accept.
Thank you so much, Sir Patrick Stewart, for talking with us.
You're very welcome.